Brennan Schaub lets it slip that Joe Rogan is cheating on his wife. That can't be real.
What'd you say?
I don't know. I haven't watched it.
Dude.
World Star Hip Hop.
He's quickly becoming the persona non grata,
if
dude.
Brennan Schaub said that, I don't know if this is true. If he said that he's cheating on his wife, that is. Whoopsie.
Yeah, play the clip.
Damn. Well, all right. I don't know if you can hear it.
Listen, I know some bald fucking dudes are slinging dick out there. Look at Dana White, Rogan. That's it. Look at Dana White, Rogan. That's it.
Oh.
Whoopsie.
How would he know he's slinging dick to his wife, dude? You know what I'm saying?
Maybe he's saying like,
what married guy, like, yo, that dude's slinging dick to his wife and his wife alone.
Maybe he's saying he could.
Or he could be talking about stand up.
But as soon as he said it, you could see his face like, oh, fuck. Yeah, all you gotta do is say, oh, is that live?
What was he doing live? The Breakfast Club?
It was the Sting and the, I don't know, it was him and Theo Vaughn. Oof.
Probably, dude. Oh, it's probably a live video.
You just threw your fucking...
I mean, if he might have been talking about stand-up. Sometimes say like he's out there slinging dick.
No, he said Dana White. He's talking about bald guys that get pussy.
Oh. fuck. Dude, this just in.
Damn. Well, Rogies can fucking... You can deny that. That's an easy one. Because we don't know, you know...
What that the setup is?
That intention? Like Schaub's intention there? Maybe he just meant, like, if he could get, like, you know? Maybe he didn't mean slinging dick, like, actually fucking.
Also, that's, what the fuck's he, how does he know Dana White's slinging dick? I mean,
yeah,
I'm sure he's partied.
I think he just, oh, well, because he's UFC. He's
probably partied with
him.
Yeah,
he definitely knows.
Does he mean he has a hog, or is he saying he's getting tons of pussy? I mean, you could safely assume anyone who's making millions of dollars
is getting pussy,
dick.
Yes.
Yeah. That's, dude, that's like a, but he really is like, ah, fuck.
Yeah, his face is like, damn. But if he... Oh God! If he threw Rogies under the bus, that's
tough,
a public beheading.
Dude, that's
he's gonna
tough,
be,
man.
But good for Schaub, dude. He deserves it. If I were him, I would stab Rogies, dude. Why? Rogies destroyed him.
Yeah, he was like, "Don't do a fucking stand up special, dude. You're not good enough yet."
No, I think he just. Oh, did he say that to him?
Way back when he was like, "I'm telling you, man, you don't want to do that. You're not ready to do an hour yet." He's like, "You haven't been doing it long enough," and that's why he like titled it like. Could you believe it? Or like, basically, it was basically a title being like, you couldn't even believe it.
Nobody could stop me.
Yeah, dude. He's got a weird hang up on Rogues because Rogues.
Well,
is...
Rogues, I meant Rogues. Did you ever see him like talk him out of UFC?
Oh, yeah.
That's like hard to
watch.
That's like a mean one.
Well, that's what he was saying is like the genesis of his stand up career where people are like, yo, you're too funny to be getting punched in the head, bro. But Rogies was like, yeah, you're not. He's like, dude, I'm watching fighters. Like, you don't stand a chance. You're getting old. You got to figure. He was basically just saying like, get and do something else. You're going to be punched.
I know it was kind of nice, but while the guy was a fighter, it's just like,
yeah,
it's like you got to be close friends to hit him with that, and you don't do it publicly, like on air.
Yeah.
Being like, bro, you're washed up. Like that's like a fucking. Or, like, you're soft. You don't have that fight in you. It's like, oh, man.
Yeah, but he's a... I mean, me and Rogan are martial artists. So, like, that's just how... We're blunt with each other. We're blunt with other martial artists. I would have said the same thing. I would have been like, yo, bro. This isn't for you. Leave it to... Let the fight to me and Rogies, dude. Damn, dude.
Damn.
Why'd he do that?
It was an accident.
Do you think he slang dick with Rogies? Does the Death Squad all sling dick together?
Definitely. I was there. I seen it, dude. They all.
Something about thinking about Rogies fucking a chick. It's probably
little pit
wild,
dude. He's
dude.
Built like Jackson.
He's built like my dog.
He
he's
looks
a Staffordshire.
Exactly like Jackson, dude. his neck, dude, is like.
Fuck.
It was insane. Yeah.
Dude.
He is a Staffordshire for sure. He'd latch on and just.
He's probably hurting them, dude. He's probably hurting them. You ever see a spinning back kick?
Yeah.
He probably does the same. His stroke's probably the same thing. He probably does a 360 and throws his dick in. He's like, whoa. He probably does a spinning back fuck, dude. He probably goes like, whoa.
Damn. What do you think, my stroke's like?
Your stroke's probably just a fucking slap, 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 slap.
What's your stroke like?
Mine's just fucking. So I'll tell you exactly what I do. I basically get on top. Start out like that, and then I get myself into like a plank position where I'm on like my tips of my toes and just kind of rock back and forth. Very, very stiff, very rigid.
Yeah.
Get in as far as I possibly can.
Get in as far as I can.
Far.
That's the most important thing in sex.
That's all I do.
Fellas.
Yeah.
This goes out to the fellas, because there's some bitches. Some bitches listen to this.
For sure.
Some dog brains are out there listening to this, but mostly this is for the fellas.
Sure.
The most sexual thing you can be in bed is stiff as a fucking board.
For sure.
Especially when you're on the bottom.
Oh.
Just flex your whole body. I do that.
Get your dick
and
harder.
And the only thing that matters is how deep you're in there.
Yeah, that's what I do. I just get my whole body hard so my dick follows suit. And I just become just basically
yeah,
like
a nutcracker,
fucking,
dude.
I just become a crystal. I'm just like... But
every once in a while I'll do that and...
If I
someone will be like, you need to stop. Like, just fucking relax. What are you doing? I'm like, nothing. I don't know. Sorry.
I get on top. I get as far in as I can go, and I lock up and freeze.
Yeah, that's dog
that's
lock.
That's sex, dude.
You're just locking in.
That's sex. I'm surprised you didn't fucking shout me out.
That's
and fucking
soaking.
I'm surprised you didn't jam me up.
Oh,
it's probably like fucking you. Dana White,
Matt
Rogan.
McCusker fucks a ton. I'd be sick if you got outed by his dad.
Yo, I'd have fucked up. I'd have been so mad if he outed
I'd
me.
I'd be pissed, dude, if I got outed for slanging dick.
Slanging dick? Dude. Who asked him? Like, you don't need bald guys slinging dick.
Phil Gillis.
You think that was a setup? Theo might have set him up, dude.
Uh-oh.
He put it on a tee, dude.
High drama. We're talking
yeah,
high drama.
Yeah, dude. I mean, honestly, you're asking Brendan Schaub, do you know any bald guys that fuck a lot of pussy? He was probably like, Rogan?
Off the top of my head?
isn't Dana White married? Or is he divorced?
I don't know.
Dana White probably. He's in Las Vegas. I mean, the amount of hookers.
Dana White is like a roided out fucking monster. I don't know if he's on roid. He's like he's like Vince McMahon. Where it's like, what are you getting jacked for? Like, why are you jacked? Just because you're around jacked dudes?
Yeah, because he's bringing whoever he's dating around just roided out jacked dudes. So you got to do roids too. Dude, I've read.